Hi, it's Susan here for week 6. Now, in the last video, we talked about measuring progress, but I want to speak specifically to that voice that we have that can feel like we're not enough, like we've not done enough, like there's more to do, that inner quest we have to improve, to do better, to do more. And I would just like to tell that voice, thank you for caring so much. Thank you for keeping your eyes open. Thank you for being curious. Thank you for trying so damn hard. I sure do love you. And I also want to just let you know that you don't have to do it all. You don't have to get it all perfect and all right. So here is where I love you just to think about what other perspectives you could hold to bring some balance to this voice, this sense that we need to be doing more, that we've not done enough. So as you hopefully have heard, just in even how I started this video, if you've got any part of you that is feeling that way at this juncture on the journey, you can just acknowledge her for the gifts that she brings. That would be significant. That would be so good. She shows up pretty fiercely, if you're anything like most women. The challenge is that that can become the only voice. That can become the loudest voice. And we need to keep thinking about nurturing other perspectives, other voices than just that one. One of them that's really important to think about is the voice of self-compassion, which is that capacity, that skill that we can develop to acknowledge what we are already in, what we are doing, what our lives are about, and show ourselves some compassion, some care, some love, some attention, so that our entire lives are not simply about more, gaining, you know, this quest for being perfect and sufficient and enough, but recognizing all the ways that we are already enough, all the ways that we are already doing great, we are doing just fine. And that is what I'd like to encourage you to do more of in your life. One of a really powerful way of being able to do that is to continue to look at your life and your health from a perspective of being in a season, and knowing that giving yourself the care you need for this season can really help you strengthen that balance that's required to have other voices, not just I'm not enough, but I am enough and here's what I'm doing. That when you look at yourself and think of yourself as in a season of life, you can do that a little more fluidly. So what I mean by that is, here in the Western Hemisphere, in North America, in Canada, it is winter. We are moving into a stage where everything becomes dormant. Everything becomes still and quiet. Nothing is expected to grow. Nothing is expected to bloom. Nothing needs to be weeded. In fact, all of nature moves into a different state, a different season. And it makes me think about what would happen if we as women gave ourselves permission to be in a winter for ourselves, where we look at all that we're doing as enough and we're simply in that. So that would be an example of being in a season and knowing that in winter, it isn't about adding more, about doing more. It's simply about stillness, about calm, and knowing and trusting that even in stillness and in hibernation and winter modes, things are happening inside of us. This is what is needed for spring. And so being really in winter. So I'd encourage you to think more about what season of life you're in. If you're in a winter, if you're in spring, if you're in summer, if you're in fall, and let the seasons, let the weather outside give you some clues. See if you really feel like you're in winter, or see if you feel like you're in spring, or maybe you just want to be in a winter and so you tune into that. Could that be enough? Could that be enough? The other way to think about that voice of not enough is when you think about the season that you're in, there's some terms that an author that I like, Mark David, he talks about mostly about eating, but he talks about three different kinds of diets, if you will, small d diets. The first diet being a therapeutic diet, and that's really where for a period of time you're dedicated to having a diet that is bringing about healing and helping you address some concerns that you're having in your health. The second kind of diet is a maintenance diet. That's where just things are status quo, you're not making any changes, everything is what it is. And the third would be an experimental diet, and that's where you're just trying for you maybe some new ways of eating, some new skills, some new foods to see what really resonates with your body. And what you can also do with this idea of being in a season is overlay that. I think that those terms work really, really well for health in general. Is there are seasons of life where we have a particular goal, or we have some healing that we need to do in our body, maybe in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit. And so for that season, we really dedicate some energy, some effort to that one thing for a defined season. You know, put a time box around it. Or you might want to just give yourself some permission to be in a maintenance mode and just say, everything I'm doing is okay. But also put some parameters around that as well too, because you want to stay awake to what's changing and shifting in your environment inside you all the time. And that's really the experimental piece. So I kind of like a hybrid maintenance slash experimental mode, where really when you're in life, when you're thinking about your own self-care, it is a little bit of an experiment to say, okay, what do I need for this season? You know, what can I just maintain? But what maybe needs to shift, and always keeping a little bit of an eye open to say what needs to tweak and adjust to the dynamic, fascinating, unique human that I am right now, given all that's going on in my life, and giving yourself that permission. So I wanted to offer you these ways of thinking so that you could add in some new perspective to balance out that voice of, I need to do more, I'm not enough, of insufficiency that can be so loud in our day-to-day. There's been lots in this video. This is like the longest video yet. So if you have any questions at all, feel free to ask. And of course, there's the notes that will maybe offer you more as well. But thank you for being open to this. And I hope you can really appreciate exactly where you are and who you are right now.